The Traveler's Journal, September 3rd. Visiting some silly islands. Though this archipelago of nearly 100 tiny islands off England's southwest tip, 28 miles from Land's End, may sound like a place dreamed up by Monty Python cast members, its history dates back to the Bronze Age. Its name actually means sunny place of flowers, which is an accurate description. St. Mary's, at 2 miles wide, is the largest Scilly Island, and home to virtually all of the 2,000 or so Scillonians, as well as the port for boats and planes from Britain, and to the other islands. Scilly beaches bustle in summer, especially for Friday evening gig races. These are contests among 6-oared boats about 30 feet long. Fabulous formations of sea rocks and wildflowers abound. In autumn, bird watchers alight here to see Scilly's many migratory species. Other St. Mary's attractions include the Shipwreck Museum in Hughtown, Old Town with the ruins of a fort from Henry VIII's reign. Halongi Down is an extensive complex of stone huts that date to 200 A.D. Much older Bant's Cairn is a 3rd century B.C. stone burial chamber and Iron Age village. Tresco, Scilly's second-largest island, is famous for its Abbey Gardens and Valhalla, a museum with about 50 figureheads and other carvings from shipwrecks. The other inhabited Scilly Islands, Briar, St. Agnes, Sampson, and St. Martin's, are most notable for their dramatic views of the sea and rocks. Free of traffic and theme parks, the flower-draped islands of Scilly offer a peaceful haven well off the normal tourist trail. You can always check into our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. You'll find a world of travel resources. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.